Kia ora tātou, and welcome to this week's edition of Anniversary Albums. My name is Sam. I hope your lockdown slash quarantine is going well and that you're staying sane, staying safe. This week on Anniversary Albums, we are going to take a look at an album by Flying Lotus. This is called Cosmogramma. It was released in 2010, and it is turning 10 years old. So just a bit of background first on Flying Lotus. He was born Stephen Allison in 1983 in Los Angeles, and he came from a very strong musical family. He is the grandnephew of Alice Coltrane, who obviously was the wife of John Coltrane. So musically, basically music flows through him, and therefore it's no surprise that he basically decided he was going to go into music himself. And he got his break as an intern in the early 2000s at the legendary Stone's Throw Records, which allowed him to progress further into the music industry and basically led him to then release his debut album 1983, which came out in 2006. And through the mid to late 2000s, he came up through the Californian beat scene, developing a very strong reputation as an exciting young producer, kind of in the vein of the likes of J Dilla, Peanut Butter Wolf. And he really perfected his style of experimental hip-hop and alternative electronic music during this time. It was, of course, in 2009 that he also started the now famous Brainfeeder Records, which is a massive label and has helped develop the careers of the likes of Kamasi Washington and Thundercat as well. So in terms of the recording of this album, Cosmogramma, he started recording this in his apartment, actually, in 2008, and it was just basically using a laptop, drum machine, and a sampler. So it was quite basic, and it was right after the time that his mother actually died, and also his great-aunt died as well, so that weighed quite heavily on him. So these sessions inspired, in many ways, the types of music he wanted to make here. He also started to evolve his recording style quite a bit on here, incorporating more live instrumentation. And he did bring in some collaborators to work on this record, including his cousin Ravi Coltrane, Thundercat, and even Tom York makes an appearance. Stylistically, this actually led to a very eclectic album. Sound-wise, there are so many different styles at play here. It's impossible really to single out just one. There's jazz, there's hip-hop, there's techno, ambient, drum and bass. I mean, he basically experimented with everything. And this basically was his most daring project yet. There was also a thematic concept at play here as well. In many ways, it's a bit of a space opera, I guess you'd say. He was inspired by things like lucid dreaming and sort of out-of-body experiences and those kinds of things. So, on that note, let's play some music. And let's start with track number 2. This is called Pickled. This features Thundercat on bass. And this was recorded in that sort of glitchy style that dominates much of the record. But it's also quite new jazz, quite spacey as well. See what you think. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Anniversary Albums. We're looking at Flying Lotus's Cosmogramma, and you just heard Pickled. The next track we're going to hear is called And the World Laughs With You. This is track 7, and this features Tom York on vocals, and it has that kind of Radiohead feel to it, particularly in the vein of something like Kid A, quite electronic, and it almost sounds like Flying Lotus could be putting a spin on a Radiohead song here. It's quite Radiohead-esque. See what you think. Welcome back to Anniversary Albums. We're looking at Flying Lotus Cosmogramma from 2010. Let's look at the reception and the legacy of this particular record. Well, Cosmogramma, it charted okay on release. I mean, it made number 88 in the US, number 60 in the UK, and the reviews on the whole were good. Chris Martins of the AV Club praised the album as one of the most musical and inventive in the electronic scene. And a hybridized work that challenges others to follow in its dazzling blueprint. William Rocher of Resident Advisor noted that the album's sheer amount of diversity makes it a much more challenging affair than its predecessors. It then also went on to appear in many Best of the Year albums lists, including Pitchfork, Stereogums, AllMusic, so it generally was considered one of the best albums of 2010. And since then, its reputation as a record has been cemented, basically. It's considered one of the albums of the 2010s, one of Flying Lotus's best records, if not his best. And since its release, Flying Lotus, he continues to release music as both himself and as under the character Captain Murphy. His latest album came out last year called Flamagra. That did very well. And he also brought that tour here to New Zealand in January, played the Town Hall. And it was a very, very good show, very good light show. And yeah, just a great, he's a great live performer. He certainly brings it all. He's also collaborated with so many people. He's such an in-demand producer. He's worked with Kamasi Washington. He's worked with Thundercat. You can hear his work on Thundercat's new album, actually. It Is What It Is. He's also worked with Kendrick Lamar as well. So, yeah, he's very, very in demand. And obviously, he continues to help with the running of the very successful Brainfeeder Records. There's no doubt that in terms of electronic music and hip-hop music and instrumental hip-hop music, he is definitely one of the most influential producers and musicians of the last, I'd say, 15 years. So, on that note, we're going to finish with track 10. This is a fan favorite. It's one of his biggest songs. It's called Do the Astral Plane. He usually ends his shows with this track, and it's a bit of a house banger, really. It's got a massive drop at the end. It builds and builds and builds, and then it just, boom, explodes. So I hope you enjoy that. Other than that, I will see you again next week for anniversary albums. Stay safe. Stay listening to BFM. Ka kite.